For up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday. Aaron, what day is this?
Friday, the 24th of May, 2024.
And it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and never know what date is, right? And it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. And today we have Our Lady's Catholic Church on. No, we don't actually have any priests. No, right? No, do they have vestry at Our Lady's?
No, it's only that vestries are more Anglican.
Talk directly to the center mic there.
Vestries are Anglican, not really Catholic.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, I know nothing about the Catholic Church. You'll be my first Catholic guest, by the way. So I'm excited about that.
I'm privileged.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they're having a big time fair.
Yes, we are.
We're having a big time fair, and you're here basically to talk about that. Actually, I'm here with Ms. Valderez Miller.
Yes.
Ms. Valderez is the chairman of the fundraising committee.
Yes.
And I want to know a bit about Our Ladies, since I can tell you what I know about Our Ladies.
Okay.
Right? About, let me count the years, 31 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I happened to duck school. No, this is not that bad.
Okay.
I ducked school because I took an exam. I had an external exam.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to go back to school.
Okay.
And I needed a place to go.
Okay.
And the friends who were taking the exam with me
mm-hmm.
Say, hey, let's go to Our Lady's School. And I say, I don't know where Our Lady's School is. And they say, it's right off of East Street. I forget. What is DeVoe Street?
That's DeVoe Street.
DeVoe Street,
yep. Still there.
And they say they're going to sneak me into their class. I said, how do you get sneak into the class? They said, don't worry about it. So I was snuck into this class.
Right.
And the teacher there was Sister Teresa. I'm not sure if anyone named. So this is a while back. They had sisters.
Yes, they had sisters.
Sisters back then.
Mm-hmm.
And Sister Teresa was the homeroom teacher for this grade six. I dated myself there, right? I was grade six, stuck in class, right?
Okay.
And she said, come inside.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not a part of my class, but come inside and sit. So I was amongst these private school students mm-hmm. in her class. And she embraced me. As if I attend the class, knowing that I'm from some forward school and I'm in this class.
Yeah, she didn't know
where. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she involved me. So I have my only story I have with Our Lady's, besides my one wedding story about the bride. I can talk about that. Go ahead, Erin.
That's when education was education. You thought she was going to duck school, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
You thought she was going to duck school, eh?
Yeah.
So, Our Lady's.
Our Lady's.
The school is no longer existing, right?
No, so the school is, the building is still there and it's being leased by government for they have a school there. But Our Lady School, as we know it, no longer exists.
I also thought the church was defunct. So you're saying there's still
just
an Our Lady's?
Just now.
I thought all that happened. Jeez.
No.
So let everyone know that you still exist.
Yes.
Like, who's the rector? You call it rector?
But some people call it rector, but we call him father, but same thing.
Okay, go ahead.
So yes, Our Lady's Church is still very much alive and well and kicking. We are, founded in 1926, actually. So we're, creeping along to our centennial anniversary.
Nice.
Still there in the heart of the community. Like many other Catholic churches, built there to be a community church, a beacon of light for the people in the community. So you find that many members of the church, generations, would have either lived in the community and now moved out, and they still come there. So we are still there. The basketball court on the church was a safe place for many young people in the neighborhood throughout the years, and it still exists. The church gates are still open every day, so you can still go on the basketball court to use it. We still have mass every morning at 7 a.m., Monday to Saturday, and on Sunday, 7 and 10:30. We still provide meals for anyone that needs a meal, and you can find a hot meal at Our Ladies 4 days out of the week.
Like, you know, what day is the hot meal?
Yeah, well, they Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturday morning, you can find breakfast. And even if you come Sunday after church, there's probably somewhere you can get some tea and a slice, at least a slice of bread or something on Sunday morning as well.
So you'll have like an administrative office still there?
Yes, we still have an administrative office. My mom actually just retired last year. She was there for 30 years as a secretary. So we still have an administrative office that's open Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.
So what about the brothers and the sisters? Like I said, when I was younger, they had sisters, real nuns, and brothers and stuff like that.
So we still, the Catholic Church in the Bahamas still, and especially in Nassau, they still have the convent, so they're still sisters, but we don't have any sisters stationed at Our Lady's Church. And for those in general, it's a very aging community now that's in the convent. So we don't really have any sisters per se. And we don't have a brother at Our Lady's Church, but we do have a priest, and he's actually a Filipino priest. So he was sent here, I guess, as part of, to become a part of our diocese about, I think Father's been here now about 6 years or so.
What's Father's name?
Father Duca.
Duca. Mm-hmm. Father Duca. We have a huge Filipino community. That's good.
Yes, we do have a huge Filipino community in the Bahamas.
And you mentioned that there is a convent. That's called, what do you call it? That's called Monasteries as Men.
Nunnery.
Nunnery.
Yeah, but get thee to a nunnery.
A convent.
But it's St. Martin's.
Where is that?
And it's right on Nassau Street, actually.
Oh, that's still there. And there's still sisters living there.
And there's still sisters living there.
And waking.
And yeah, how old are these sisters? Because they're kind of age, you mentioned. Did you say working?
I think the youngest is, they are age. The youngest is probably late 60s or 70 or somewhere around there.
And these are Bahamian nuns, or are these like
no, they're Bahamians.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a commitment to just marry to the Lord.
It is.
And stay married and faithful.
It is.
That's good. That is good. But let's talk about your fair.
Yes.
What is? Do you have a name of the fair? Because I see you holding the flyer hostage, so I can't see the flyer.
I was trying to stop that night. You know, I was trying to get this to you from earlier.
Yeah. So let me see the flyer to ask you some questions.
But it's not a name outside of Our Ladies Church annual fair and raffle.
So you have this every year?
Every year, but it's the first one since the pandemic. So the last one we had was 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So this is more or less the return of the fair and raffle.
And where does the fair take place?
So it's in the Park of Peter. So we have a parking lot that's on the end of DeVoe and East Street as a part of the church's property. So that's where the fair is held.
Okay. So what's the date of the fair and what time is the fair?
So the fair is tomorrow, 12 p.m. to until. So about from 12 to about 10, 11 o'clock.
We'll so tomorrow, Saturday.
Saturday.
And it starts at 12 noon.
12 noon. We'll be ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see hoopla on this flyer.
Hoopla there, I sure. Look at the board.
You will have hoopla.
We will have hoopla for sure.
They can have punch the board, pick, guard the balloon.
Yes.
They can have hoopla. They have raffle. Y'all have a book table, used book table?
We don't have a used book table, but we do have a crowd pleaser bingo.
I was going to ask if you guys have bingo.
Of course, you have to have bingo. You got to have fair without bingo.
Mm. Okay.
So we love bingo.
I like Pocino, but I mean, bingo is just as good.
Right.
Yeah.
People love bingo.
Now, raffle, you have a raffle?
Yes, we do have a raffle.
Now, the flyer says $2 donation. Is that the entry fee or is that the cost of the raffle ticket?
That's the cost of the raffle ticket. No entry fee.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, tell me what some of the prizes are.
So some of the prizes include an $1,000 Super Value gift certificate.
$1,000 for what? Like a prize or shared?
No. This is one prize. One prize.
I could do with that.
$1,000 for BPL, $500 for Super Value. We have some travel vouchers. We have a couple 55-inch televisions. We have an oven toaster. We have a backyard stove and grill. We have some car gas, cooking gas, Bahamas Air voucher. So we have about 14 prizes.
We have high-end prizes, though. These are high-end. You know what I can do with $1,000?
I know. Trust me, I know that I can do $1,000.
How much is a raffle ticket? So I might
$2. Just $2.
I'm not even used to
that's it. I don't even think people still selling $2 tickets, right?
Only being $2 now, eh?
Yeah.
Everybody starts at $5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like Catholics.
Me too.
I can afford to participate in their fun.
Important question.
Yes.
Who waking your fritter station?
So
you have the sisters. You letting the sisters?
No, the sisters can't work the fritter station, but there are some sisters in the grouping that works for the station, and they're called the Women's Fellowship out of the church, and they have been running Conclan for as long as I can remember.
Which you name the Fritter Station?
Yes, we named the Fritter Station. It's called Conclan because they sell crack conch as well, not just fritters, but it is. And I'm not just saying it's just because I'm on the radio or because it's my people, but they are literally some of the best conch fritters that I've had in Nassau.
So we have conch in the bag.
And it's consistent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, will the sisters be providing the pastries?
Now, that is a good question.
Because they make a mean coconut top.
They really do. And mean cookies as well. It is a really great recipe that they have. But no, we won't be getting any tarts from the sisters for tomorrow. But we do have some other extraordinary bakers who will be providing us with some sweet pastries.
So who do you expect to attend this? I mean, I know Our Lady is a community-oriented church.
Right.
Everyone and anyone... When I was younger, the community attended the school.
Right.
Right? Inner city community attended the school. I assume inner city community attend this church also.
Yep.
Is it going to be a community event or all the Catholics from around New Providence going to come?
So it's both. We definitely want the community to come back out, and we've... a lot of our support has been from the community throughout the years. So I know it's been... I'm sure there's been a wait for it or anticipation for the return of it. But we also want persons to come from everywhere you may be to come and support us tomorrow. So it's in the community, it's outside of the community, it's Catholics everywhere, non-Catholics, families, singles.
And since the Catholics say it all began with them, that means everybody in the country should come.
Exactly.
Get on the ferry and make your way from now.
I like music. You all have any DJ?
Yes, we have a DJ all day, playing tunes all day. Outside of the DJ, we are expected to have a Junkanoo rush out sometime in the evening, not so much, not in the high stand, but sometime in the evening as well.
Junkanoo too?
Yes.
Well, you all know about Junkanoo.
Did you not say we're in the heart of the community? We're in the heart of East Street. So if you think about it,
I understand.
We are actually surrounded by Junkanooers. There's Saxon's territory, Valley's territory, one family. So we're surrounded by Junkanoo if you think about it.
Now, you all are going to have a kiddies corner.
Yes.
What's in the kiddies corner?
So the kiddies corner has one of those games you call the Lucky Pickers for kiddies. We have Bouncing Castle for kiddies. We have Sweet and Treats for kiddies. The kiddies can play hoopla as well. But the Sweet and Treats stall also has toys as well, cotton candy.
Why you say Bouncing Castle for kiddies, like adults can't use the Bouncing Castle too? Why y'all don't have a Bouncing Castle for adults as well?
Well, we didn't think about that this year, but it's something for me to take back to the committee for next year to think about.
Say it been outside the window in case they throw something.
Yeah, we'll think about it.
So you lead the fundraising committee or you're just a part of that organization for the church?
No, for this lap, I have been leading the committee. I took over in 2020. That would have been my first one, but then the pandemic hit. So we didn't really do anything. And then just last year, we would have more or less resurrected the committee again. And so I've been leading the charge since then.
And the fundraiser committee for Our Lady's Church does what exactly?
So the fundraising committee for the church does exactly what it says. It's raising funds.
Which we need money for.
Well, the church has... Well,
bills,
right? And you know, some people, there is this notion that I think some people believe, and you see the arguments all over Facebook or social media. I think people believe that either BPL gives the church a bly or we get it for free.
And that doesn't happen.
No,
church doesn't get discount.
No, your bill is your bill.
The Pope ain't put in the word for you.
No, he didn't. We need him to come and do so.
I thought churches get exemption, Aaron.
There are certain exemptions somewhere, but not where, you know, there's other bills to the church.
And you guys run air condition?
Yes, we do run air condition.
I see.
But the church, but outside of that, the church does have bills just to pay and to keep things running, the things that we give back to the community as well. And don't get me wrong, of course, there's tithes and all of that things the church community members do. But this is just a way for us to raise for funds as well. And then the committee, so outside of the fair, we have been doing other initiatives this past year, going into the centennial. We want to renovate our church hall because our church hall actually used to be a hurricane shelter. Mm-hmm. But in the state that it's in right now, it's not a hurricane shelter. So we do want to get it back too. So we want to get it back to that state. So we've been raising funds to renovate the hall as well. At some point, our outreach center provided persons in the area. And still on Saturdays, I actually forgot to mention, when they come for breakfast on Saturdays, they can actually get clothes, so they can pick through clothes if they need clothes and shoes. And in that same outreach center, there are showers stationed there. So
persons love showers.
Yep. So persons needed to. So at this point, it's operational right now. But the idea for it, when it was open and when they did build the hall, was for the persons who needed showers, they can come and get a hot shower. Or something of that sort. So we want to get back there. So we want to do some renovations to get it back there.
Have you ever heard of churches have showers like a transitional point, yeah, Aaron, in the Bahamas though? I'm not talking to an American. I talk about, you say, boy, I'm challenged. I need some place to change, shower, feel fresh to go to my next.
I know. I know Ebenezer offers a slate of services. I'm not sure if a shower point is a part of it.
I'm impressed with Holly is.
But between Ebenezer and Epworth Hall, you know, mm-hmm.
Yes, they do have some services, yes.
They do have some services there.
Good.
But I just want to make the point that type of service is those are the elements that allow unhoused people to continue to participate in society.
Right.
So you may see somebody who's working, but they're unhoused. But
yep.
Because they can access a shower, because they can pick up a piece of clothing until they get the rest of the clothing back from whatever washing arrangement they have. These are the things that help people step their way back into what we call normal life.
Good. Indeed.
So let's go back to Saturday, which is tomorrow.
Yes.
The fair is happening tomorrow, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And again, what time is it happening? I mean, I just come places early. At times.
12 p.m., we're going to be ready to go. The food will be ready to go. I mean, we have a whole lot of food.
Let's talk about food.
Yes, because I love to eat too.
Let's talk about food.
So we're going to have hot dogs. And so if you want a little like fair food. So there's hot dogs, there's popcorn, there's pastries.
You call that snacks, too.
Yes.
I'm saying I won't go to the food.
No, we're going to go through all the food.
They have them 8-inch hot dogs, yeah, and foot-long hot dogs.
Yeah.
That's a snack. That's a
and
meal.
Actually, if you're early, the men's group is actually having a salsa in the morning as well. So if you want to, we have food all day. So you want to get yourselves from 7 a.m. in the morning. We have sauce starting at 7. Then we move into the other food. So there's going to be sodas. There's going to be water. We have, Women's Auxiliary has the home cookery stall. So there's dinners. You can purchase like fish dinner, okay, chicken dinner.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like here. I said, the conch line. Mm-hmm. We're going to have fried wings. We're going to have,
Tacos,
fried ice cream.
Hold on, fried ice.
What do you mean fried ice cream?
Fried ice cream.
When the ice cream melt?
Confused enemy.
Okay. I love it.
I think
amen.
It's a Catholic thing.
Yes.
Because ice cream can't be fried.
It can be.
You can't fry ice cream.
You ever had a Baked Alaska?
You can fry ice cream.
Baked Alaska?
Mm-hmm. Baked Alaska.
No.
You had one of them? Baked Alaska.
No. Never heard of it.
I could fry ice cream. You can call it Obeah, but see, the Catholics do it, so they can't be Obeah.
No,
so
we're going to
fry ice cream. Go ahead.
We're going to also have the grill stall. My family is actually running the grill stall, so we're going to have some grilled chicken.
What y'all grilling?
Grilled pork, grilled ribs.
Y'all going to grill some vegetables?
No, but we're going to have cabbage and carrots as a side.
Man, tell the men's them to just save a little spot on the grill for veggies.
Okay.
But they have cabbage. Diana veggie?
Yeah, but she's saying grill it. We wasn't going to grill the cabbage. I understand where
she's
coming from.
Cabbage?
Listen,
yes.
But thank you for that, Mr. Nuri. They do have cabbage, and what they can do is they can cut the cabbage into cabbage steaks, marinated with maybe olive oil or coconut oil and some thyme, salt, and pepper, and some dried mushroom rub. And then you're going to grill those cabbage steaks.
And she thinking, oh, they're so deep. Like, she already eaten that in her mind, probably.
That was a slur against vegan people he's trying to put on us.
So your family, the Miller family, is going to be
so that? It's actually the Taylor family. So Taylor family, it's my mom's maiden family from Long Island. So Taylor family.
Y'all bringing any Long Island
mutton?
Y'all gonna grill some Long Island mutton?
We don't have any Long Island mutton, but we have some fresh pork, but no mutton, unfortunately.
But it's time. No, mailboat has run slow from Long Island.
Yeah. So what else? Food.
So what else do we have? Food.
Any cotton candy?
Yes, cotton candy. We have a whole lot of candy.
Slushies.
Sweet treats.
So I could drop my child, basically. And say
snow cone and ice cream. Sorry. So we have regular ice cream as well. But those who don't want fried ice cream.
I could drop my child with like $130 and say, run. You're
and run. And run. You can drop them and say, run. And they will have a blast. They're going to have such a fun time.
Okay, nice. So let's go back to activities now. You're saying 12 noon it opens up, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a fair and a raffle.
Yes.
So I want to experience the fair. See, you say it's $2 donation.
For the raffle.
Oh, so I can walk in there?
Yeah, you just can walk in. There's no entrance fee.
I used to that no more. All the fairs I go to now, I got to pay to get inside. It's the church access.
We don't have that theory. And again, I think it just goes back to how it's just a community event too. Like, we don't want to charge a community to come into the churchyard. Like, we're not, it's a churchyard. They're not going to charge you to come
into
the
churchyard. Our lady's different though.
We try to be, you know, we really do try to be, trust me.
Okay, so I don't have to pay to come inside?
No, we want you to spend all your money at the different stalls.
I have an extra $2 because I told I was going to pay $2.
Exactly, that can get you quite a bit of things on the ground.
And quite a bit of raffle tickets. Yeah. Let me see how much you have.
Now, the raffle ticket is $2. That's empty.
So let me pay my two. Aaron, you have any money?
For you?
No, I talk about, I don't want to give you my $2, right, Aaron, and then you win, and then I have a problem, so that's the same money I give you.
Well, if, let me pull out the thing, I'm Aaron, name, come on, what do you want me to say?
No, just put my name, C.A. Nuri.
Say, put his name on the $2.
Okay, right, not on the ticket.
I gotta buy that now, because I feel lucky, and I could do it. Give me the prizes again. Oh, you got to read the prices again?
So, I know it pretty much all my head. So, we have $1,000 Super Value. We have $1,000 for BPL vouchers and gift cards. $500 Super Value gift card. I forgot the gift card for Kelly's as well. We have a gift card for travel, a Bahamasaic gift card. We have cooking gas gift cards, gas vouchers, gas you put in your car. We have 255-inch televisions on there. We have... some pot sets, I believe, all the way to the end of the ticket. It's about 14 great prizes from start to end.
I mean, the prizes are good. I just write on my ticket. You give me silver, man. I can give it to you. Oh, I can take my silver from you. I old-fashioned. I don't turn down money, Aaron. So I'll take in your money. No, drop the silvers in my wallet, please.
Listen, once you have hoopla, I ready to be there. Well, anybody going to be selling plants?
Or let her write her name on that.
So no plants this year, and it's actually the first year, I think it is the first year we don't have any plants. So we are still working on that. Hopefully we're able to bring that back next year, because that was a really big part of the fair. So we're going to work on that for next year and see if we can bring that back.
All right, now... For people who say, if Cecil buy in ticket, I buy in ticket too.
You know, I cheap.
Where we can find the ticket books? How do we get in contact with people who are holding ticket books? Where do we purchase a raffle ticket?
So if you want to purchase a raffle ticket book, you can do so obviously from any member of the church. But you can also find ticket books today. We're at our church office on Young Street side of the church. And then tomorrow outside on the grounds, we'll be there all day tomorrow. You can find raffle tickets there. We have someone that's going to be at Super Value on Prince Charles today, in the mall today, in Santa Court as well. But like I said, at the church today and at the fairgrounds tomorrow all day, you can purchase tickets as well.
And listen, Nuri, the Catholics are on a roll this week. St. Joseph's having raffle. And Our Lady's having raffle. Y'all are all full of community fundraising and charity. This is lots of fun. Now, I got a text here that says, listen, all that food sound good, but will you have corn dogs?
No corn dogs, unfortunately. Sure. I'm positive we have regular hot dogs, so regular good beef hot dogs.
I just want
beef hot dogs.
I ask a controversial question.
Hold on, but first, let me just whisper to corn land that while y'all frying the thing, maybe y'all could fry some corn dogs. Or maybe a conch dog. You could imagine a conch sausage wrapped in cornbread style breading.
Interesting. It's almost like a different version of a conch fritter almost. It'll give you that same taste of a conch fritter. That'd be interesting.
Absolutely.
And I'm not sure about Catholics, right? But don't you all have a libation section?
No libations. No, sir. We don't have a libation section at all.
So,
no libations?
If I bring the Kool-Aid, nobody can turn libation it into wine?
Section. No, we won't be turning it into wine. Now, we don't... there's no one stopping you from bringing your own onto the grounds, but we won't be selling any libations tomorrow.
So I need to bring my own and put it inside a brown paper bag. I haven't done those things in years, Aaron.
Don't mind him. He don't even drink.
No, but still, I gotta.
You'd be having so much fun, right. You wouldn't even notice.
You're right. We gotta pour some on the ground for our dead homies.
And bless everybody.
Yeah, and bless everybody.
Good.
That's where alcohol should be on the ground.
Yes.
Not in my body. I can't take it.
No.
Okay, somebody say Long Island and no mutton. Y'all still have time to go get the mutton to put on the grill.
Stop it.
Anyway, I tell you what, I could just do a little tiny, tiny plug for the Gladstone Road Farmers mm-hmm. Market. If you get to the Gladstone Road Farmers Market by 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, mm-hmm. then you could buy yourself some fresh local mutton. It may not be Long Island, but it'll definitely be local.
Okay.
And then you could season it up on the drive down to Our Lady's Catholic Church and then beg one of the members of the Taylor family to put it on the family grill for you.
Okay.
So the church office, will they have raffle tickets for sale?
Yes, you mean today?
Yeah, I mean, from here, yesterday, yes.
The church office is open, so they have raffle tickets all day today, and then, like I said, on the grounds tomorrow, we will have raffle tickets.
Okay. I'm used to fairs have, like, their own concierge, people who, like, usher you and say, you can go this section and go that section, and then tell me what to do and what to do. So, you also have that, too?
We don't really have any concierge. The yard is pretty compact, so it's not a big space.
Hold on, you have plenty concierge.
Yep.
At our ladies. All those young people, make them fair ambassadors.
So ask me. You know, like, the ask me shirt?
Yeah.
Ask me questions.
Yeah. I would say this then. Every committee member is a fair concierge. Yeah. Every committee member, I guess, we'll all be out there. Obviously, at our different stalls, we all have roles for tomorrow that we're going to be playing, but all of us at our different stalls, we'll be moving through. The DJ is pretty interactive as well, so he'll be going around. He'll let you know where different things are happening as well.
Now, you have any major sponsors? Anybody that's really helping our ladies pick this thing up?
No, it's all funded pretty
Jesus?
Much by... everything is by Jesus and by God, yes, for sure. But it's really just funded by the church, by its membership. You know, a lot of the members being donators. We've asked this year that every single stall, so pretty much every stall that's being run out there, is either being run by a group in the church or is being run by a family. And we've asked every family and every group to make the stall as self-sufficient as possible.
Is Our Lady awesome. Still a family-oriented church? Like my wife's church, right? They have families who stay at a certain pew. That's the Smith's family. That's the DeVoe family. And on Sunday, you know, that's DeVoe.
It's still pretty much the same place. You pretty much know where everyone sits on any given Sunday. And the only time that changes is if you have guests there. But pretty much you know where people sit. And pretty much you know the connections of people. Sisters and brothers and parents and children and grandparents. And a lot of people who can trace their navel string back to, well, my grandmother went here. And now I go here. My mother goes here. My dad goes here. So
how much generation are you in this Our Lady's Church?
So I'm just one generation in because my mom actually came from Long Island.
Mm.
But she's been there long enough. So I'm just one generation in. But now I have a daughter. So now we are three generations in.
Right. Now, your mother attended the Catholic Church in Long Island?
Yes, they attended the Catholic Church in Long Island. They are actually from Clarence Town, so it's from one of the most beautiful churches, I would say, in the entire country, actually, St. Peter and St. Paul, with the two towers. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a church on Long Island with the two towers mm-hmm. on either side? So that's the church that they grew up in.
Okay, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Family Island churches, I found, are built in a very sort of eco-centric,
mm-hmm.
so they know which direction the wind is coming mm-hmm. from, they know how the sun moves in the early morning, the morning services,
yes.
and so they build these structures. Of course, the sanctuary, I think, facing the east, but outside of that, these churches, they capture the wind.
Yep.
They can be cool without AC.
Yep.
And just really well designed and thoughtfully
yes.
constructed.
And it's actually the same church, and I'm so proud to say this, but it's actually the same church that our current Vicar General, Father Kendrick Forbes, who has just been appointed as the bishop-elect for Roseau and
Dominica.
That's the same church that they grew up in, the same community, actually.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. But before we transition, I want us to do a recap so we understand that this is happening tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And it's looking like the weather is going to be nice to us as well. It's going to be a good, beautiful, sunny day tomorrow, 12 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, if you want to get some breakfast, you wake up early in the morning, you don't know where to get breakfast from, you can come tomorrow as well out of our church hall. The men's group is going to have their sauce out. They actually have something, stew turkey, and it's always sold out. You got to get that at a certain time.
There's something called stew boil. I'm not sure if you experienced that.
Yes, I know, but stew boil.
You just learned about stew boil?
Where do you mean?
Remember, I don't eat boil. Well, I don't eat sauce, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I eat stew fish, And then my cousin, Gamal, would say, hey, this new stew boil. And I say, I can't see how you can put boiled fish with stew. That's something wrong with that.
You know, pea soup and doughboy?
Yeah.
No, you ever had conch soup and doughboy?
Well, yes, I've tasted that. I mean,
I
moved the conch away from it. But I mean, I eat the rest of the soup. Y'all have any soup?
You're not offering any prayers at this fair?
Well, I mean, we can always offer prayers. You're on a church ground. You can always come and get prayers, but no soup. No soup.
Turkey.
Stew turkey.
So stew turkey, like stew conch.
Stew turkey.
Yeah.
You can find that in the morning as well.
They're going to have sheep tongue?
No, they're going to just have chicken, pig feet, and stew turkey.
That could work. No, that way can. Johnny cake or rice or grits?
No rice on. I don't know if it's any rice or grits. I'm not too sure what's going to be the side orders. I only know the sauce. So I'm not crazy about what they put on the side for me, so I'm sure. But I know definitely they have the sauce. Maybe rolls.
It seems like this is going to be an all-day event for you and your family.
It is an all-day. My morning's going to start very early in the morning, and it's going to end sometime Sunday morning. Sunday morning.
How many fruit trees y'all have in your church yard? Y'all have any mango trees?
For sure, the mango tree. Right on the side of the church office.
It have mangoes on it?
I haven't looked. Did I look up?
I'll come.
I can check it out.
I can research it.
Let us know.
She's coming there. Things.
I may pick some mango and make some mango lemonade for them. Yeah. Or teach them how to make mango lemonade with their own mangoes.
So Saturday, tomorrow, it starts at 12 noon.
12 noon to until on the Park of Peter Young and the Vaux Street. You really can't miss it. If you are driving, if you happen to drive past starting from Super Value on Eastern Wolf Road and you're heading towards Bay Street, you will not be able to miss us.
And remind us about this raffle again.
So the raffle is $2 per ticket. If you want to purchase the whole book, it's $20 for the book. It's 10 tickets in the book. And the raffle has some awesome prizes, starting with $1,000 Super Value voucher, $1,000 BPL, $500 Super Value, other great prizes like travel vouchers, cooking gas, a Kelly's certificate. There are things that people can use that they need. So anybody with it, anyone can use it.
Okay. And let's talk about food. But before we go again, what all can I expect?
In terms of food, you can find grilled chicken, grilled pork, grilled ribs. You can find tacos, fried chicken wings, fried ice cream, frozen slushies. You can find conch fritters. I forgot, and my apologies for forgetting, we actually also have a Filipino stall as well.
We
have some delights.
Keep that secret.
I forgot about that. Really top secret, but we're going to have a Filipino stall as well, some Filipino delights. They'll be serving for us as well. We have crack conch. We have home cookery that's going to have some suppers, chicken, fish supper with rice and sides. We have hot dogs. We have popcorns, ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream, snow cones,
fried ice cream,
soda, water, pastries. We have cotton candy. We have is that everything? I'm sure that's it.
We have hoopla.
We have bouncing castle. We have bingo. So please come and sit to the bingo table. It's the biggest tent on the yard.
I plan to play bingo.
Lucky pick, dot the balloon, punch board, bingo, hoopla, the raffle. $1,000 Super Value voucher, $1,000 BPL voucher.
Yes.
It's going to be a good time.
Yes,
and
it is.
And of course, that's Valderez Miller.
Yes,
and
that's
Valderez
me.
Is the chairman of the...
The chairman of the fair and fundraising committee, yes.
Yes. And thank you very much. It's Our Lady's Church. Their big time fair tomorrow, 12 noon, at the church, which is located where, Valderez?
Young and the Vaux Street.
Yes. And anyway, we see you there tomorrow.
At the Park of Peter.
It's Park of Peter. Yes. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Beulah Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with a loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We're just speaking to Ms. Valderez Miller, who's the fundraising chair for Our Ladies Fair that's happening tomorrow at 12 noon. But we're transitioning. Erin, you had an announcement to make before I transition to my topic.
Right. I just wanted to repeat the quick notice that Paul Fernandez shared earlier on my show. Mm-hmm. There was an advertisement for a yard / estate sale posted in The Guardian over the last 3 days. Mm-hmm. And that ad, unfortunately, did not include the address of the event. And we just want to make the note that the yard sale is located at number 17 Pear Street, San Susi. So tomorrow morning, there'll be a yard sale. I think typically yard sales tend to start at 6. They may start at 7 or 8, but it's number 17 Pear Street, San Susi.
Okay. I know where San Susi is. This is one street road. Just go to San Susi and just look through every road.
Kind of.
Yeah. Because there's one road going over the hill.
Well, there's one road going over the hill, and then you turn east into San Susi Community, and then there's a straight road, and you got to look at the roads that are then. So that straight road will run east to west. Mm-hmm. Once you come over the hill, you turn left before you enter Eastwood, mm-hmm. and you get into San Susi, and then you are looking to your left and your right at the side corners.
Okay, that should be easy to find. San Susi, and that's tomorrow too?
Tomorrow morning.
Early morning.
Yes, yes.
What I want to talk about, Erin, is a specific concern for me. Recently, okay, let me tell you about a child. My child has her own iPhone, right? The young child. And she's in a panic now because she's been getting this Marco alert mm-hmm. and saying, Daddy, another child missing again. So she's in a panic now saying, hey, they kidnapping children. Children are going missing. Right? And I'm saying that this is alert to protect children. So, and normally defying these children within 24 hours. Right? But she said, but boys don't go missing, Daddy. Right? So this is new to have boys go missing. And I want to talk about that. Okay. Boys don't tend to go missing. But I've been seeing a proliferation of late. Like this is like the fourth boy, young boy going missing story. Definitely two of recent time, and I am concerned.
Or is it that boys do go missing, but we don't have the same level of concern when we can't find our boy as we do when we can't find our girl? So there are less reports made about missing boys, and those boys are typically found 24 hours after being noticed missing. So I think that may be what it is we're looking at, that maybe we're not reporting mm-hmm. the absence, or, you know, we're not reporting that this boy child is missing, or we can't find him as frequently as we will report that this girl child is missing and we can't find him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I wanted to talk about it. And I think they hopefully it is true that they found a person on the family island, the boy.
There was one recent story of a missing person that was located, actually found on the family island.
Mm-hmm.
I read it just recently. I can't remember if it was a minor boy though, but definitely.
And that's one of the critiques too. I remember the commissioner of police said that there wasn't a Marco alert for the 16-year-old,
right?
Because the 16-year-old is, in quotes, considered an adult, and that the Marco's alert is for minor children.
Right, but the minor is under the age of 18.
But yet the 16-year-old didn't get in the Marco's alert.
Yeah, no. I mean, perhaps we need
clarification on that.
The AG's office to clarify, right, these legal terms and definitions. Because we know that age of consent for sexual intercourse is different from age of majority, mm-hmm. and age you can vote, and age you can drink at, but you're still a minor until you hit 18.
But as you know, the 16-year-old boy was not a part of the Marco's alert when he went mm-hmm. missing. So maybe that's something, an ambiguous type thing that we need to discuss and go in detail and say, hey, make sure anyone under 18 is a child. Put them on the Marco's alert.
Well, I guess it requires a memo from the Attorney General's office, a clarifying the law and the terms. In reference to Marco's alert, a minor means 17 and under.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I was having a discussion with a child regarding the missing children.
Mm-hmm.
And she mentioned that boys don't go missing, normally girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of teenage girls going missing for whatever reason, and mostly, usually, hopefully, we find them within a matter of hours or a matter of days, they return home.
Mm-hmm.
Do the people in authority owe the public, the general public, a duty of care to say where the child was found or what the child was doing? Because a number of us are getting desensitized. You know, that's a girl child. She gone missing again. And then we conclude, why is she going missing?
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we ain't looking, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're not vested into the story or vested into the missing child at all. Especially if it's a girl child. Like, again, it could be something sexist and say, man, we don't see value in our young girls. Or in regards to the boys, we say, man, this is not usual. We got to help find the boy. But the girls, we say, man, they soon turn up.
Yeah, there's a social stigma, right, that weighs our opinion. But there's a tricky line in terms of, does the state owe the public a duty of care to share the resolution of these matters? I think it depends, right? It depends. You center the child as a victim, right? Because even if the girl child is found with an adult male or with another minor male, but in the presence of adults, so the boy's family knows that she's there. The boy's a minor, she's a minor. They know that she's there, but they don't take any step to alert the authorities or her parents, right? You don't want to vilify or victimize the girl child, right? Mm-hmm. If it's a boy child, right, if it's another minor, you want to be careful not to criminalize or vilify the boy child. You don't want to perpetuate these stigmas that exist in society. Oh, she's only with man, it don't matter.
She hot.
Right? She's still a victim. Even if she made the choice to go with that adult man, she's still a victim because that adult man is supposed to know that she can't make that choice at this age.
Do the authorities owe the public a duty of care of prosecuting the adult male, if it is an adult male involved?
Well, I think so. I think that the state is supposed to prosecute these individuals. I'm very concerned about the evolution of the law or the jurisprudence around sexual violence and minors. In this country, the language used by some of our state actors, both politicians and public servants, are concerning, and it appears as if they are manifesting personal attitudes or personal beliefs in their professional work of governance. But yes, these people are supposed, these adult men are supposed to be brought before the courts. Now, if it's a minor, since we make a distinction between minors engaging in sexual behavior with each other and adults engaging in sexual behavior with minors, we acknowledge that young people are sexual beings. We acknowledge that young people are exploring their sexuality. We acknowledge that young women and men will be flirtatious and will even try it out with an adult. The adult is supposed to do the adult thing.
Let me interject right here, right? That's, for this scenario, a 16-year-old girl, mm-hmm. right, who can give consent. Mm-hmm. She has an adult boyfriend, meaning over 18, right? What would be the crime? Harboring a child? Not letting her go home?
Perhaps harboring a minor. The sexual intimacy is not illegal, but she's supposed to be in the home of her caretakers until she hits 18. Right? And that's why there are lobbies to increase the age of consent for heterosexual intercourse to 18, right? One of the arguments is that the legal system is incongruent. I have a child at 16. I could tell her she needs to be in my house by 10 p.m., but I can't tell her that she's not allowed to have sex because she can have sex according to the law. Mm-hmm. And so I think that perhaps that individual should be detained on suspicion of harboring a minor, right? And in that interrogation, the police determine whether a charge is warranted, whether this person is keeping the child there, right? The person is encouraging the child to
delinquency of a child. That's a crime too, right?
To stay, especially if the child is in school and the child is not going to school.
Mm-hmm.
Right, then the adult should be charged.
Also recently, I've seen a number of teenage boys being charged, accused for serious crime. And when I say serious crime, I talk about shooting at people. Accused for murder, right? Armed robbery, charged for gun possession. And when I say young, they aren't 18, 19-year-olds. I'm talking about these 16, 17-year-olds, 15-year-olds being accused for gang. When I say gang violence, I talk about shooting people.
Mm.
I'm not used to children, minors, shooting at people and being this type of violence. Is this something that we should need to be looking at in terms of, because it's been like six recently.
Yes,
about these three, four teenagers charged for murder.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't normal, man.
No, it's not normal at all. And let's stick it right there. This is not normal at all. 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, right? They're still minors.
With gun.
They're still supposed to be in the care of their parents, right? They are victims of something. They're not normal 15-year-olds unless they live on a farm, right? They're not handling guns. And even on a farm, you know, people are not handling guns every day. These kids are victims of dereliction by the parents, by the community, by the schools, by the state.
I think there's a new law that passed recently where the parents would be charged. Your 16-year-old is found with gun or committed a crime with gun, committed a murder or an assault with a weapon, this gun, that the parents would be charged also?
This is a tricky one, right? Because I think you need to prove that the parents were aware, right? I feel like you need to be able to prove that the parents were aware of this and then did nothing. How do you prove that the parents were aware of this? Do you have procedures in place, right? Like, if we say we have CCTV programs throughout our communities on our roads, but are we actually using them for anything? I expect a police officer to say, look, call parents in. Maybe you're not aware. Let me show you this footage that we've captured of your child in the community.
Hmm.
Right?
But some parents scare their children. Their children will cut their behind.
Some parents scared of the police and will not talk to them. It don't matter. They just don't talk to the police, and they prefer to handle their whatever issues they have in-house or in community. So what? So what? The police still, the state still have to develop policies and programs to provide the services they're supposed to provide in the environment in which they exist. They can't just say, well, look at these people here behaving like this. There's nothing we could do. You are the state. You have the resources. You ultimately are responsible for creating the programs that will work, that will be effective. And you have to keep trying until you find something that works.
We need to continue this conversation. We need to continue this conversation, and hopefully in the upcoming weeks we can do that. This has been Guardian Radio AM, of course, with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Erin, for joining me.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Our Ladies Church have an affair tomorrow at 12 noon. Have a wonderful day.